Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Rock and roll is a large, serious, sometimes grinding and unforgiving business, but it's also very rewarding. And the music is all about having fun and shaking it, baby. So today, we are definitely looking to have some fun. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have had quite a run over the last 35 years. Yeah, I said 35 years. Can you believe it? Now, if you've never seen them live, I suggest you make a point of going to check them out. But we're going way back to the beginning. The first and second albums at the beginning of that 35-year span. Punk rock was at its peak in 1976. The Sex Pistols, the New York Dolls, the Ramones, even the Clash and Patti Smith were standard bearers at the time. But was this where rock was headed? Or was there another road rock and roll would travel? Enter the Gainesville Five. That's my label. Better known as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I remember hearing that first album and thinking, here we go. The bridge from punk to pop to rock and beyond. This was a fresh new sound with some attitude and some guts. Rock and roll, mid-70s style, from a new source that, as it turned out, would be around for quite a while. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here, today. On Yeah Baby Tune.
Take me through the night. Break it down, now it's standing here. Can you see? Break it down, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. Thank you.
Yeah, I should have quit. But you look so.
of the first two Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers albums. I decided to put them together for a couple of reasons. One, the music is just so great. And the songs, well, they're all relatively short, so no time constraints. Two, these first two albums give a real insight into the essence of Petty and the band's musical outlook. And they reflect the times. By the time Damn the Torpedoes came out, you could feel the effect of more national exposure and hear the changes. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that in a negative way. It was just evolving from that early, raw, original sound. From the first album, we heard Rockin' Around With You, Breakdown, Stranger in the Night, and American Girl. From You're Gonna Get It, we gave you the title track, I Need to Know, and Listen to Her Heart. Now, the music is simplistic, fun, and certainly gets to the heart of the matter. I've met and interviewed TP on several occasions, and he's as nice a guy as he is talented. He's a musical icon and an amazing writer and performer. Now, I'm as much a fan of tunes from Full Moon Fever, Into the Great Wide Open, and Wildflowers as I am that of Damn the Torpedoes or even these first two. But, well, that second album said it. You're gonna get it. And I guess I did. Don't think I'm out there on a limb all by myself on that one. I told you, if you get a chance, go see him live. You will not regret it. And you will go back, too. That's tunes for now. Thanks for taking our tweets, and please share with your friends on Facebook. I'm Mitch Michaels. Thanks for joining us. See you next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.